views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show, and this is your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. Welcome to the show. And if you have a question that concerns your health, wellness, and longevity, let me hear from you. Our priority line here is 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080. Or toll-free, 888-379-2552. That's 888-379-2552. Well, for those of you who don't know me, I am a retired Air Force nurse. I'm a practicing registered nurse. I still practice a few days a month in the hospital, and it's fascinating to me. I do that, and I do that mostly because I'm able to keep my hand in it, if you will, and see exactly what's going on. And I hear all of these things, read all of these articles about the drugs and the medications that are being given to people and some of the potential side effects. And interestingly enough, as I work in the hospital, I find all of these things that they're writing about are absolutely true. These people are in the hospital with all these side effects, with all of these problems that are linked to these drugs and medications. So that's a fascinating aspect. Again, it helps me keep up to date with what's going on. But the thing that makes my nursing background a little different is I did spend several years doing specialized nutritional support and taking care of people who could no longer eat by mouth. And during that time, we were providing all the nutrients people needed through the intravenous route, and we knew that we had to give them proteins and carbohydrates. We quickly learned that we also had to provide essential fatty acids. And certainly during that time, we learned about the horrible manifestations of mineral and vitamin deficiency diseases, all those same things that Dr. Wallach talks about on his tape, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. So when I first heard that tape several years ago, I immediately got excited because everything he was saying was true. I had seen these manifestations in the clinical setting, so I got on board with Dr. Wallach at that time, and I've been working very closely with him since then. I'm delighted to be sitting in for him today. And again, those numbers, if you'd like to give me a call here, the priority line is 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080. Or toll-free, 888-379-2552. That's 888-379-2552. Well, one of the things that keeps coming up in the news time and time again, and certainly coming up in the information that I read each and every day, is the issue around obesity, and not only adult obesity, but certainly childhood obesity as well. And people are always struggling trying to figure out what is the cause. Why are we becoming so overweight? Why are we becoming so obese as a nation? And obesity is defined as a body mass index of 30 or greater. And we know that there are several people in this country that fall into that category. We also recognize that there are some 6 million adults that are now considered to be morbidly obese with a BMI of greater than 40. Now, that's almost twice as high as the 1980 severe obesity rates. And there's another 9.6 million that have a BMI of somewhere between 35 and 40. So when you look at those statistics, they're staggering. That's an extremely large number of people who have the problem of obesity. We also know that the percentage of overweight children between the ages of 6 and 11 has nearly doubled since the early 1980s. So what's causing all of this? What are some of the causes? What are some of the reasons why we are seeing obesity in such staggering numbers across the country? And if you go out and you do any research and look at the maps that are out there as you do the research, it is amazing to look at the maps of the 50 United States and track obesity trends over the last 20 or 25 years. Amazing how those trends have changed and amazing how those actual maps of the country have changed every 5 years right up until 2004 when the latest statistics are out there. So what is causing this? Why are we so obese? Well, in my opinion, one of the very first things that I have to think about is the fact that so many of us are minerally deficient. If we don't have adequate amounts of minerals on board, meaning we're not getting them in our diets and we can't get them in our diets because they're no longer in the soil, or we're not supplementing with healthy minerals and trace minerals, our bodies are continually craving certain things. And by craving, I mean just that. We're not satisfied with sitting down and eating a meal. We want more. We want different. We many times can't figure out exactly what we want. We just know that our bodies are not satisfied. We just know that we have this need to continue to put food into our mouths. And oftentimes it's not because we're physically hungry. It's not because we feel our stomach grumbling. It's because there's something that's missing and we just have this need to continue to put food into our mouths. Well, one of the things that I know to be true is people who will start supplementing with a good mineral supplement like the one that we have in the Youngevity line of supplements oftentimes find that these cravings go away. They oftentimes find that they no longer have this need to continually put food into their mouths. I remember when I personally first started taking the product, I was one of those people that was a true chocoholic. I couldn't get through a day without chocolate. And it didn't really matter what kind of chocolate, I just had to have some chocolate each and every day. And I could never, ever walk by a bowl of M&Ms or anything that was chocolate and not have some. And it was fascinating to me to notice almost right away that I no longer had this need for chocolate. And now, yes, I love chocolate, and yes, I still eat chocolate from time to time, but it's certainly not the craving that I used to have for chocolate. I don't have to have it each and every day. So without those minerals on board, oftentimes we do have cravings, and oftentimes those cravings will cause us to eat much more than what we need to keep our bodies going. The other thing is portion size. You go out to eat at a restaurant now, and you are served an enormous amount of food. That food could probably make two or three meals if you were eating the proper amount. Lots of things contribute to obesity, and we're going to talk about some of those things and other things when we return in just a moment. This is the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show with your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
And if you'd like to talk to Nurse Joanne Conaway today, we do have some lines open. Call us on the priority line on 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080. Lines open.
Hi, Judy DeVilbiss here. Think about tropical sun, tropical wind, tropical breeze. Think about the things that grow very easily there and how good they are. One of those things would be the noni. The noni fruit is just so good for so many things. Now, maybe you can't get to the tropics, and maybe you can't get out underneath the old palm tree. But what you can do is you can call your Youngevity distributor, and you can actually get some wonderful things called noni goose juice. It's wonderful. It's a great immune system builder. It's good for so many things. Think noni goose juice and give us a call. Do it now, because we want you to be a happy camper and think you're on the tropical beach in the nice tropical breeze.
For more information on this product or others you've heard about on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, call your local Youngevity associate today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities. It's 6 a.m., time to get up and face the day. What's that? You slept for 8 hours, but it feels like you only got two?
Need coffee.
Do you find yourself drinking a pot of coffee before getting to work because you just can't seem to wake up?
Where's the filters?
Is your idea of breakfast some donuts and even more coffee to wash it down?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Sounds like what you need to boost your energy levels is the Pig Pack from Youngevity. Each pack contains 2 bottles of Majestic Earth plant-derived minerals, 2 bottles of Ultimate Tangy Tangerine, 1 bottle of EFAs, and 1 bottle of Ultimate Glucose Gel. You can feed your body every nutrient it needs for about $4.50 a day. And that's not sugarcoating it. Why wake up dragging your feet? Feel better at both ends of the day with Youngevity. To order, call your local Youngevity distributor today.
Welcome back. This is the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show with your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. And I'd like to go to Pearls of Wisdom, Doug, if we could, please.
We can certainly do that. It's great to have you on. Haven't had you on in a little bit. And
well,
it's always good
to be here.
Yeah, it's always good to talk to you. I got a story here that was actually published. I found it on Yahoo, depending on how you want to say it. It's actually an Associated Press story. And what happened here was a group called the Washington-based Environmental Working Group, which is a organization that was actually founded by scientists who advocate a little stricter regulation than our boys up there in Washington, D.C. do as far as contaminants in our environment and in some of the products that we consume. And what they're looking at in this particular study is water, bottled water. And they tested 10 of the leading brands of bottled water and found, oops, they're not much better than if you were just to go over to your tap and fill a little water bottle up from there rather than spending 1,900 times what it costs you to get it out of the tap. They say that and this is going to kind of challenge this popular myth or marketing pitch that bottled water is actually purer than tap water. I know for a fact that a lot of bottled water is actually tap water. A friend of mine actually has a brother who lives in Hawaii, and a gentleman there got a great marketing idea and said that he's started bottling Hawaiian water. And they tried to take him, someone took him to court on it, and guess what? He's getting the water out of a tap from the Hawaiian municipal water system. So it's Hawaiian water.
He won. That's right.
He's still marketing this stuff. Well, in this particular test, they actually, of these 10 brands of bottled water, they detected 38 chemicals, including bacteria, caffeine, the pain reliever acetaminophen, or Tylenol, for those of you who don't know the generic name, fertilizer, solvents, and plastic-making chemicals, which most likely is that bisphenol A that's been in the news lately because the FDA says, don't worry about it. But a lot of people are getting upset about that for plastic containers that are used for children's baby toys and other things as far as baby bottles and things like that. And some of the other things they found were radioactive strontium, and all kinds of things that you might actually find in tap water at times. So it's now become evident that this whole bottled water thing is nothing more than a big duping of the American public into thinking you're getting this great water because it's in these plastics. They don't bother to tell you it leaches off this BPA or bisphenol A, or it also leaches off xenoestrogens and the like. And I found it interesting, an industry group, President of the International Bottled Water Association, Joe Doss, says this group has these findings are alarmist. The study is based on the faulty premise that a contaminant is a health concern even if it does not exceed the established regulatory limit or no standard has been set. Well, now, as far as certain things like chlorine byproducts known as trihalomethanes, they found that some of these waters had up to 35 parts per billion. Now, California state has a limit of 10 parts per billion. Now, this Bottled Water Association that Joe Doss is the president of speaking for, they ask their members to have a voluntary guideline of 10 parts per million, basically the California standard. And guess where the government set their limit at? 80 parts per billion. So, once again, it's another case of the federal government sitting on its haunches, doing nothing, and, they're allowing corporations to make a big buck off the American public at the expense of our health.
Well, and, I was just reading another interesting article today, and it was talking about precisely that as far as the government kind of sitting back and letting it happen. And what this particular article was saying was, if the facts be known, the federal government does not have the funding, does not have the personnel, does not have all of those things in place that are necessary to make sure that our food is healthy and safe, to make sure that our water is healthy and safe. They don't have enough people to make sure that those things are followed through on, and yet they would lead us to believe that they're taking care of us and that they're taking care of everything and that they've got it under control. The sad reality is they don't have it under control. And when things like this happen, we're talking about a large segment of the population that has consumed bottled water for years. And yes, these stories came out a long time ago with respect to it being tap water in the bottle, but now all of the things that we're learning about plastics and all of those things that we've been exposed to as a result are contributing to early demise in this country, and it's sad, but it keeps happening. We'll talk about these things, these fascinating things, and more when we return in just a few minutes. This is the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show with your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I am Judy DeVilbiss. Here I am speaking to you again. I just wanted to tell you that recently I started drinking the whey shakes again, the chocolate whey shake. And you need to remember, the whey shake isn't just for losing weight. It's a fantastic place to get your great protein. And if you're trying to gain weight, you can take it along with your meals. And the best part is, if you want to just have a great protein shake, do like I do. Put it over ice, stir it up, and you can sip on it for 20 minutes to an hour. I do it every single day. I absolutely love it. You need to get back to it, too. It's really good for you. And it makes, not fat, but it makes muscle after you work out. And you can also mix it up in a blender with an egg, and you have the most incredible health protein shake. Or mix it with a little water, stir it up, and you have a little pudding. And who doesn't like pudding?
For more information or to order, call your Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about Youngevity home-based business opportunities.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, your host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you're interested in a colon cleanse, blood cleanse, liver cleanse, you know, in the classical herbal way, you want to ask your Youngevity associate for Herbal Rainforest. Herbal Rainforest has 16 herbs. 16 cleansing herbs, classic cleansing herbs, and 77 plant minerals. That's right, and these are all organic. It doesn't get any better than that. In your busy day, and you're around all these toxins out there, in your workplace, on the way home, going to work, in your food, in the air, in the water, you need Herbal Rainforest. I guarantee you, it will give you a cleanse. You can control the dose. It's a liquid. It tastes good. It doesn't get any better than this. A colon that's happy makes you happy. Nothing better than a happy colon. Herbal Rainforest. Clean it out.
For more information on this product or others you've heard about on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, call your local Youngevity associate today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Welcome back. This is the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show with your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. And if you have a question that concerns your health, wellness, and longevity, let me hear from you. Our priority line here is 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080. Or toll free, 888-379-2552. That's 888-379-2552. Doug, I'd like to go back to some of the things that we were talking about before we went on break. During the break, you brought up an interesting point, and I'd like you to share it with our listeners.
Oh, yeah. I was alluding to this bisphenol A, which is a chemical that's used in making plastics.
And there's been a lot of health concerns regarding that in recent months and years as to, you know, just how good this is, because this stuff leaches off. If you've got a baby bottle that you're putting hot liquid into, guaranteed some of this chemical is going to leach off and get into your baby. And the same thing with formula containers. Well, now, three attorney generals from three different states have actually gotten together and written letters to the makers of products such as this, asking them, please don't put this in these products anymore, or we're going to ban your products from our states. And those states are Connecticut, New Jersey, and Delaware. I'm actually kind of surprised that California's not part of that, as they're usually leading the forefront on a lot of the environmental issues. And according to Connecticut Attorney General Richard Blumenthal, he says, but this is critical because the FDA is declining to take action after a preliminary study last month drew a possible connection between BPA and the risks of heart disease and diabetes. He goes on to say, unfortunately, the federal agency, the FDA, has been asleep at the switch. And they say now that more than 90% of Americans have traces of BPA in their bodies. The FDA says the levels, are too low to pose a health risk, even for infants and children. And there's other scientists who say, I don't know. There's been studies to show that BPA has been shown to affect the human body even at very low levels. And so, once again, another case of this agency that everyone believes is out there protecting us is not, as you say, a lot of it's funding, a lot of it's lack of personnel. But what I find interesting about this entire situation is the fact that they seem to have time to try and regulate the vitamin and mineral and supplement industry, protecting us from charlatans that may be out there.
Yes, isn't that fascinating?
Yeah, even though our water's full of drugs and pharmaceuticals, and you know, I mean, who's worried about extra vitamins and minerals that get leached into the environment?
Right.
No one, because they're natural substances.
And the sad reality is, you're absolutely right. And the sad reality is that this just keeps perpetuating. It hasn't gotten any better in the last decade. It's getting worse all the time. And when you look at the things that are being discovered, I mean, let's look at just the pharmaceuticals alone. The Food and Drug Administration, people look to the Food and Drug Administration as that governing body that is supposed to be protecting us. They are supposed to be out there making sure that whatever is sold to us, the consumer, in the way of pharmaceuticals, for example, are safe. They've been studied. They've been proven safe. And all we ever hear, of course, is, well, there are some side effects, but certainly the benefits outweigh the risks, and that always just nearly pushes me over the edge. But when they have information about some of these studies and about the side effects and potential side effects up to and including death of some of these drugs, and yet they still let these drugs come to market, only to be found a couple of years later saying, well, perhaps we shouldn't have done that. What kind of a governing body is that, and how much care are they really taking of us?
Yeah, like Vioxx.
Not much. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's a prime example. The company pulled it off the market because they made their money. They were in fear of lawsuits. Government was still sitting around doing nothing.
That's right. Absolutely, you're right. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show, and this is your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. Stay with us. We'll return after these messages.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells.
Youngevity steps up with their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactor suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density.
Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show with your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. And I'd like to go to callers if we could, Doug.
We certainly can. Let's head to Pennsylvania. And Kitty, you're on with Nurse Joanne Conaway.
Hi, Kitty. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you. And you?
I'm working on things.
Good.
We've been taking minerals for quite a while, and so I've been sharing it with friends. I came across Dr. Wallach's arthritis formula. He says 5 ounces of calcium-rich Minute Maid, a half an ounce of gelatin, 1 ounce of minerals, and 1 ounce of multi. Now, I assume the minerals are either the plant-derived or the tangy tangerine?
Mm-hmm. And before we go any further, let me tell you that was before we had the products that comprise now what we call the Pig Pack.
Okay.
And with the Pig Pack or the Pig Pack Plus, and the Pig Pack Plus is what most people go with if what you're looking to do is help with the symptoms of arthritis. But the Pig Pack Plus has in it the products that provide the vitamin mineral complex. It also has the minerals, it has the essential fatty acids, it has the calcium, and it has the glucogel, okay? So you don't have to worry so much about going out and getting Knox gelatin anymore, and you don't have to worry so much about the calcium-fortified orange juice, because if you take the products, you certainly can take them in calcium-fortified orange juice, but you don't have to anymore. And part of the reason why Dr. Wallach did that was a lot of people were saying that they did not like the flavor of calcium-fortified orange juice. So the Pig Pack Plus will get you all the things that you need. And the Pig Pack Plus, again, is comprised of those things that will help as the body starts to regenerate that bone loss and make those joints healthier.
I also have a friend who has clogged arteries in his legs. And so I told him I'd call for him.
Okay. All right. Certainly when we talk about clogged arteries, anywhere in the body, one of the first things that mainstream medicine wants to tell us is it's because you've got high cholesterol, and all that high cholesterol is depositing, and those deposits are clogging the vessels. What I will tell you is that that is not the case as much as it is all the free radicals that we have circulating in the system. The free radicals are causing damage to the inside lining of the vessels, and the body tries to repair itself. The body tries to repair itself by laying down a blanket, if you will, or a Band-Aid, if you will, to patch up the hole or to patch up the area. So what do I recommend for people who have clogged vessels, whether it be in the heart, the legs, wherever? I always recommend the baseline 90 essential nutrients. We're going to go back to those things that we know provide that baseline 90. The Tangy Tangerine, the Ultra Body Toddy with Cell Shield, the Classic, any one of those three is going to help in terms of the vitamins, the minerals, and some essential amino acids, along with some very good antioxidants. But the other thing that we need to consider is making sure that that person is getting the Ultimate Daily and the Cardio FX. So what a lot of people will opt to do instead is go with what we call the King Kong Cardio Pack. The King Kong Cardio Pack is going to give you the Ultimate Dailies. The Ultimate Dailies are good oral chelation agents, and that is going to certainly help. The other thing that we know is very beneficial is selenium. Selenium is one of the best antioxidants known, and anyone who has this kind of problem should be taking the selenium at least 2 capsules 3 times a day. Now, the other thing is antioxidants, and certainly the Cocogevity is one of the best antioxidant products for people who have this type of problem going on. So I would also recommend the Cocogevity, probably 1 ounce in the morning and 1 ounce in the evening of the Cocogevity. But you put all of those things together in combination, the baseline 90 essential nutrients, the oral chelation agents, and all the antioxidants, and I think this person is going to see a big benefit, a significant benefit from those things. So I appreciate the call, Kitty, and if you have other things that you need to ask, just stay on the line.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity. If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Welcome back. This is the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show with your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. And I'd like to go back to some of the things I was talking about before the break with Kitty. When we talk about vessels in the body and we talk about clogging of the vessels in the body, one of the things that we're beginning to understand, and actually many of us have understood this for several years, but it's becoming more popular these days as an understanding, is that it's not cholesterol. It's certainly not dietary cholesterol that's causing the problem. what's causing the problem is those vessels are injured. Those vessels are actually injured as a result of free radical damage. And when those vessels become injured, the body tries to repair them. The body tries to take care of itself. The body is a fantastic healing machine, and if you give it the raw materials it needs, it's going to take very good care of itself. So what happens is the body starts to lay down this Band-Aid, if you will, and part of what is in the Band-Aid is cholesterol. There are other things there, and as it begins to calcify and get hardened, and that's when it starts to cause some real problems, and that's why so many people are experiencing this type of problem. It's because so many of us are overloaded with free radicals. There are so many things that we are exposed to in our environment, in the water. We just talked about that a few minutes ago. In the foods that we eat, all of those things are bombarding our bodies continually with all of these free radicals. And it's not like it was a half a century ago. We are exposed to much more in terms of those things that cause damage. So what we need to do is we need to make sure that the body is getting the baseline 90 essential nutrients, but we also need to make sure that we're getting the chelation agents to help to clean up all of those areas, and we also need to make sure that we're getting a lot of those antioxidants so that our body can combat all that free radical damage. So when we talk to anybody about vascular damage because of a buildup or a clogging of the vessels, if you will, don't get the misconception that it's because you're eating too many eggs. That's not what the problem is. The problem is because of all the other things that are happening in your life and all the free radical damage that's happening as a result. Okay, let's go back to callers if we can, Doug.
Let's do it. Let's head to Sacramento, California. And Bobby, you're on with Nurse Joanne Conaway.
Hi, Bobby. Welcome.
Hi. I have a few questions. My mother she's been ill for quite some time, but she's just now gotten to the point where she will listen to me in regards to nutrition. And so she's suffering from fibromyalgia, and now she has a pulmonary hypertension problem as well.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, let's start at the beginning. Okay, do you know about the Longevity products?
Yes, I actually take them. The reason I started taking them, I had seizures years ago.
Okay.
And ever since I started doing that, everything stopped, and I'm doing great compared to what the doctors would say.
Well, okay. Well, all right. Well, then you have a basic understanding of these products.
Yeah.
So when I start talking about the products, you're going to know what I mean. You're going to know what I'm talking about. I personally, and I tease people all the time, I personally love to work with people with fibromyalgia because I have seen such a tremendous benefit working with people with fibromyalgia in these products. It is amazing. I have one gentleman who is 86 years old. I started working with him when he was 81. It was because of that diagnosis, and now he's 86. He still tinkers with antique cars, still gets in his motorhome, drives all over the country, and the doctors had told him he'd never be able to do that again. So what do I recommend? Well, when I talk about fibromyalgia, and, you know, we're talking about pulmonary hypertension as well, but what I will tell you is, as with most things, if the body gets the baseline 90 essential nutrients, and again, anytime I talk about the 90 essential nutrients, I'm talking about the vitamins, the minerals, the essential amino acids, and the essential fatty acids. So there are several different ways that we can make sure that your mom gets that baseline 90. We can either use the Tangy Tangerine, we can use the Ultimate Classic, we can use the Ultra Body Toddy with Cell Shield. Make sure that she's getting at least a half an ounce of each one of those twice a day. And it would be better if she was taking an ounce of each of those twice a day, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Also, an ounce of the minerals twice a day. She also needs the essential fatty acids, and I usually recommend for people at least 8 of the essential fatty acids every day, and what I like to recommend is a combination of the EFA and the EFA Plus. But the big thing that we're finding with fibromyalgia, which is considered to be an autoimmune disorder, is many people who have that diagnosis do very, very well if they use a good probiotic product. So my first recommendation for people who have fibromyalgia is to do a colon cleanse. We have a great cleansing program with Longevity. do a colon cleanse and follow that with the Flora program. And my recommendation for the Flora program is to take 8 capsules in the morning of the Flora FX and 4 capsules at night of the Nightly Essence for 5 days. Now, first thing in the morning before you eat anything, and last thing at night, at least 2 hours after you've had anything to eat. It's better, the probiotics seem to work better if they enter the system and there's nothing else there, if you will. Okay? Mm-hmm. So that's going to be 8 of the Flora in the morning and 4 of the Nightly Essence at night for 5 days. And then do that, but cut it in half for another 5 days. So now it becomes 4 of the Flora FX and 2 of the Nightly Essence at night for another 5 days. So that's a total of 10 days. And if a person will do the good colon cleanse program and then follow the colon cleanse program with the 10-day Flora program, generally they see a significant benefit. The other supplement that she really needs to put in the arsenal, if you will, if I haven't mentioned it, is the selenium. And that selenium should be 2 capsules 3 times a day. So get her on the baseline 90 essential nutrients, get her to do a good colon cleanse, get her to do the Flora program, and get her to do that selenium, and I think she's going to see a significant benefit, not only in the fibromyalgia piece, but also in the pulmonary hypertension piece. Mm-hmm. And knowing that she has pulmonary hypertension, one of the other things that she'll probably want to add is the OsteoFX Plus, and certainly the OsteoFX Plus, I would say a half ounce morning, a half ounce in the afternoon, and then a full ounce at bedtime. And if she's doing the Flora program, if I've just told you the Nightly Essence at bedtime, what does that mean? What it means is have her take the OsteoFX Plus about an hour before she goes to bed, and then have her take that Nightly Essence the last thing before she goes to bed. But those would be my recommendations, and what I would say is give us a call back in about a month and let us know how things are going. Certainly, if we need to tweak things, we will. But that cleansing program and that Flora FX will probably make all the difference in the world. And what I'll also tell you is if she's reluctant to do a colon cleansing program, at least do that Flora program. At least get that done, because that's going to help to increase her immune function. It's going to help to increase that healthy bacteria in the small intestine, which ultimately is going to make her immune system healthier overall. And a lot of people have seen a tremendous benefit. And I'll be honest, a lot of people have seen a tremendous benefit just doing the baseline 90, the Flora program, and the extra selenium. So kudos to you. She's now finally listening to you. I know that that's a difficult task sometimes. I have a mom. And she's been very reluctant to listen to me about anything nutritional. So hats off to you. Stick with it, Bobby, and let us know how she does. You know, it's interesting when people like Bobby call, fascinating. I love the diagnosis fibromyalgia, and people think I'm crazy, but I have seen so many people see such an incredible benefit just using these products for the condition of fibromyalgia, and they get so much better so fast and feel so much better. It's great. Okay, you're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show with your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in for Dr. Wallach. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network.
Hello, Judy DeVilbiss here. If I could only afford to get one product out of everything, that product would be the Ultimate Classic. It has the vitamins, the minerals, the bioflavonoids, it even has grapeseed extract. The one product that would give you just about everything under the sun you would need for a perfect nutritional program would be the Ultimate Classic. By the way, people that are on the go, it's very, very hard to take the liquids with them when they go on their trip to get their supplements in every day. Well, you know something? You can use the Ultimate Daily Tablets and the Mineral Capsules. When I'm going on a trip, if I have enough room, I just take the 2 bottles with me.
If not, just use a little baggie and take a couple of daily doses with you. It's very simple. It's very easy. There's no mess, no fuss, no refrigeration. Just take your capsules, take your tablets, and you're finished for the day.
To order these products, call your local Youngevity distributor today.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the Internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the Internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the Internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Welcome back. This is the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show with your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. And I'd like to go right back to callers, Doug, please.
We can certainly do that. Let's head to Elmira, New York. And Kevin, you're on with Nurse Joanne Conaway.
Hi, Kevin. Welcome. How are you?
All better than the last time we spoke.
Well, good.
Yeah, if you, I doubt you remember, but 2 months ago we were talking about intestinal and stomach troubles that I've been having.
Oh, I do remember.
Yeah, well, thank you for keeping me in mind. It certainly was great to have you up in our area a couple weeks ago.
Well, thanks. I always enjoy coming out there.
Great, great. Well, certainly enjoy having you and Doc and anyone else willing to come out. You were talking about chocolate earlier, and I think I've narrowed it down to I'm possibly allergic to chocolate.
Okay.
Because if I have chocolate, one day, the next morning, I'm out of commission till about noon, and then I'm getting better. So
okay.
I think that might be what's going on. You ever heard of such a thing?
Sure. A lot of people are allergic to chocolate. And, in fact, I can remember growing up with a kid that was allergic to chocolate, and it was pretty significant anytime we had birthday parties or anything because most of us love chocolate. And we had to be so careful because he literally could not eat chocolate. And one of the things that would happen when he did eat chocolate was intestinal upset and significant problems with diarrhea. So, yes, I have heard. Go ahead.
Yeah, mine isn't quite that bad, but it I certainly have trouble the next day with being able to be functional.
And a lot of times it's, you know, one of the things that we have learned is a lot of times it's not the chocolate as much as it is the sugar and the actual milk that's used in making the chocolate. Now, when we talk about chocolate, there are several different chocolates. Is it milk chocolate? Is it dark chocolate? Is it all chocolates? What seems to bother you?
Pretty much seems to be like all those things we're not supposed to be consuming, like chocolate donuts, chocolate cupcakes. Candy bars, that sort of thing. So I guess it's milk chocolate and all that. But
so So again,
I'm going to stay away from that for a month and see how I do.
Yeah, and a lot of times it's not the chocolate itself as much as it is the other things that are used to make that chocolate. And when you're talking about things like chocolate donuts and chocolate cupcakes and candy bars and things like that, they're loaded with sugar. They're loaded with sugar. They're loaded with high fructose corn syrup. They're loaded with trans fats. They're loaded with a lot of other things that can certainly cause problems in the human body. And it just seems like the element of chocolate takes the rap, but is not necessarily the culprit each and every time. Now, have you tried the true chocolate product that we have?
No, no, I've actually been a bad boy and have been away from our products for far too long.
Okay, well, maybe returning to our products and maybe doing the things that are the better things to do and staying away from those chocolate cupcakes and maybe turning to something like the true chocolate, you might find that it's not the chocolate itself so much as it is the other things that are in the chocolate.
Well, maybe there's a new business idea for me, a longevity vending program.
There you go. That might work really well for you, Kevin.
Never, I doubt it. Nothing works for me.
Oh.
But in any case, yeah, I just thought I'd ask you about that since you were kind enough to fill in for Doc today. And, you know, you're certainly a specialist in that area of the human body, so I greatly appreciate all your time.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate the call, Kevin.
Well, hopefully it'll help somebody else out there listening to maybe want to stay away from all that stuff and for a couple of weeks and see how much better they feel. You know, I have anxiety and panic attacks to go with all of the intestinal stuff and, you know, the stomach pains and all that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So hopefully, you know, staying away from it will be much better.
Well, let us know. I'll be anxious to find out if staying away from those things make it much better. I really think that it will.
Yeah, if it continues, I'll email you, and I certainly want to talk to your husband Richard about his program he's got going. That sounds exciting.
Oh, well, good. Good. Well, all right, Kevin, I appreciate the call, and I hear that music in the background signaling the end of another Dead Doctors Don't Lie show. This one has gone very, very quickly for me today. I thank you, Doug, and everyone else working so hard in the background. I thank you, each and every one of you, for listening today. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops that continue working so hard, and God bless this wonderful country. Thanks so much for listening, and so long for now.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.